The first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. John 2, verse 11. John the Apostle is here referring to that time when Jesus, at a wedding feast, turned about 150 gallons of ordinary water into the choicest wine served that week. He did it not with any magic wand, sleight of hand, or hocus-pocus, but by simple force of his will. For, as it is plain to see, Jesus' will is that of the Creator. Here is divine power, and more, divine glory. For the glory of the Lord is not so much what God can do, or how he does it, but why he acts on our behalf when he does. With exquisite sympathy and understanding love, Jesus relieved the embarrassment of the newlyweds who had run out of wine on the most important celebration of their lives, even as he joined in their joy and brought a generous wedding gift. Jesus' glory is the glory of God, who is love.